Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Steve-O, did you watch the fight Saturday night?
I did.
I unexpectedly did.
I wasn't going to watch it.
Me neither.
And my son said, oh, we're buying the fight at our house, Dad.
Oh, he did.
I'm like, okay, we are buying the fight? Well, there's a bunch of guys coming over and they're all going to throw in for the $100. It's okay, that's fine. So we had 19 people there watching the fight, and they hand me an envelope with $91 in it. I'm like, huh.
Wasn't it 99 for the fight?
90, 100. Well, 99.95, so.
Okay.
Yeah. So they gave me $91 between 19 people.
And what they expected.
I guess I pitched in the, and then somehow some of the Bud Light got drank, too.
Oh, what? Welcome to fatherhood, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, what did you think about the fight?
I thought it was Mayweather's possibly worst fight, but I just think he's looking older. And McGregor kind of impressed me, but I think Mayweather, like, let him on to wear him out. I mean, McGregor looked tired by the eighth, like, tired. But I was impressed they made it that long. I mean, I thought first round knockout.
Let me just say this. I was more entertained than I thought I would be.
Me too.
And for those that
and
don't
McGregor
know
made a few moves that aren't allowed in boxing.
No.
He made a couple.
They were kind of anticipating that too.
Yeah. Well, he's not
the
used
fight
to
was
it.
Stopped in the 10th inning. It was scheduled
tenth
for
inning?
12 10th round, excuse me. It was scheduled for 12 rounds. TKO and
which McGregor's still mad about.
I got to tell you, man. You know how I think sometimes, and I've been thinking about it since Saturday night.
Let him box. Is that what you're thinking?
Nope, I think it was
rigged?
A bunch of baloney. Especially the way it ended. It absolutely ended. If you think about, and I'm not saying I'm convinced of this, because I would really like to hope that it was 100% real, but it just sure seemed like Mayweather just was pulling the strings here. And you know, I'm not saying he didn't take a few hard shots, because he did.
111 yeah, shots.
But a couple of them could have been really bad. You know what I mean? Like right. There was a chance. McGregor had a better chance than I thought he did. But it just seemed like, okay, he saw him get tired. And I literally turned around and said, there's the switch right there. Mayweather just flipped the switch, and it was all over right at that moment. Boom, 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 boom,
oh,
boom,
I thought you were going to compare it to, like, the WWF, WWE.
Well, it wasn't that far off. I'm not going to say it was, but I think the possibility is definitely there that it was not exactly 100% legitimate.
I don't agree.
If you look at the replay on the very...
Tough call there.
Right before the ref jumped in, that's what did it for me.
Okay.
You watch the slow motion, he could have killed McGregor. And you're taught to keep boxing until the referee jumps in. I'm just saying.
All right.
You don't like this.
They made a lot of money.
They made a lot of money. A whole lot of money.
Guess what? Just like I said on Friday, which half the country knew anyway, Mayweather, that was his last bout. He's never going to box again.
50-0?
Until next year when someone else offers him $300 million to
right?
box, he'll box again.
Be interesting to see how the numbers fall out.
How many times is he going to be like Brett Favre? I'm coming out of retirement again.
I don't know, but that's a lot of money.
I wouldn't pass it up. I'd go get knocked out for $300 million.
Yeah. Well, I think his pride, at this point, he has so much money, he doesn't know what to do with it.
Except wake up at 3 in the morning and go buy cars.
Order a car. He doesn't even go buy them. He has them brought to him. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to tell you, I don't know where you were and what your stream looked like. Our live stream was choppy.
It was very choppy in the pre-fight. And then they had that delay, and I don't know.
Well,
a little weird.
Customers are suing Showtime. There has been a lawsuit filed over unlawful trade practices due to the quality of the live stream. We'll see how that shakes out.
Maybe I can get my $9
because
back.
I'll tell you right. I'll tell you what, they don't want to cut checks back. They want to say, okay, we're going to do it again. McGregor, Mayweather 2, Owen, you get it for half price because I guarantee you half the people would do it.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk Tigers, Brewers, a little bit of Little League World Series, and then a little NFL news, okay?
All right.
Big Boy Sports Recap. Second half coming up, The Outdoor Show.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is satisfying big hunger with a breakfast buffet every day from 6 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. The spread is huge, fresh, and will fill the largest appetites. For dinner time, the big nights at Big Boy are the Thursday night chicken buffet, the Friday seafood buffet, and the Saturday and Sunday homestyle buffet. The dinner buffets run from 3 until 8. The all-you-can-eat dinner buffet also includes soup, salad, and fruit bar, and on Mondays through Wednesdays, you can also enjoy the taco bar. So bring your appetite to the Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette for their fabulous buffets.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
You got a great discount on the remainder of the season. Plus, they have combinations for couples, singles, Heritage, Heritage, and Graywalls. And on top of that, what's the best part of the deal, Steve-O?
Half of what you pay this year goes toward the 2018 membership.
Call 225-0721 to find out more. Tell them we sent you. Okay.
Let's start with one thing that I have to get out because Mark wants me to get it out, and it's very impressive. The Indians beat the Royals this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All shutouts.
Really?
All shut 12, not including 12 nothing yesterday. So
that is impressive.
Even
I did
if the
not
Tigers
realize
made
that.
A run.
Yeah.
But what was more impressive about this weekend? The Dodgers have not lost a series since June 8th until they ran into the Brewers this weekend.
Well, go ahead.
The Brewers beat them 3-2 yesterday, 3-0 Saturday after they lost 3-1 on Friday. So they won a series. And the Dodgers, this is a good stat because I watched the last game. The Dodgers have more home wins than four teams have wins.
Really?
Yes. They have more home wins than Philly has wins, than San Francisco has wins, and the White Sox and Cincinnati.
Wow.
More home wins than four teams have wins.
Well, where are the standings right now for the Brewers?
Well, the Cubs kind of stumbled this weekend, so the Brewers are two back.
In the division?
In the division.
What about in the wild card?
They're still 3.5 because Colorado and Arizona keep winning.
Okay, what about St. Louis?
St. Louis is, which I'm glad you brought up, because they are 4.5 back, so 2.5 behind the Brewers. And they have a very big three-game series starting tomorrow at Miller Park.
Well, guess what, Mr. Steve Whalen? You are now a humongous Tigers fan. Huge Tigers fan.
I'm a huge Tigers fan.
Yes.
Oh, tell me. No.
They play the Colorado Rockies.
Oh, do they?
Starting tonight.
Well, I need them to beat them, and that's not a good thing because the Tigers have been horrible.
Yes, they lose yesterday to the lowly White Sox, who are actually below them in the standings. I can't believe how bad they look. Matt Boyd is... If you actually really watch Matt Boyd pitch, if you could just carbon copy a couple of his good innings and just say, why can't you do this every inning? Because he has four great pitches, and he is pasting the strike zone with all four of them. And then all of a sudden, he just has that one inning, and he did again. The third inning yesterday allows 5 runs. He's allowed 16 runs in the last 12 innings he's pitched.
That's a lot.
I don't know what to do with this kid. I don't know what to think of him. Because I do see the potential of him much more than a lot of crappy pitchers that the Tigers have had. This kid actually has a really nice-looking upside. But I said upside, not backside. All right, so Mikey Mauchuk broke an 0-for-21 streak in a triple, and then Kinsler obviously was the lone home run, the only run the Tigers scored yesterday. Tonight, 8:40 versus the Rockies. You are a huge, huge Tigers fan. By the way, the last 19 road series, the Tigers are 3-12-4. And
that's not very good.
And they've lost 12 of their last 16 games.
That's not very good either.
Japan dominates Texas in the Little League World Series. And I just wanted to quickly go to the NFL. Lots of injuries. Lots of suspensions, too, this year.
There is 25 players that are suspended for the first week. Could be 26. I didn't hear the name. I heard it earlier today. There's a hearing tomorrow for one of these guys. Could be 26.
Lions lose on Friday 30-28 to the New England Patriots, but don't let that score fool you. It was an absolute shellacking by the Patriots over the Lions.
And they lost Edelman for the year.
Yes. Patriots lost Julian Edelman. I will say this. Abdullah looked really good.
We talked about this on... Oh, it was Friday. Never mind. Okay,
didn't.
You're right.
And by the way, after this weekend, there's Rudock is drawing a lot of trade interest from around the league.
Really?
So you were right.
I like him.
You thought he would be a starter someday in the NFL.
And the Packers lost. And who cares?
Okay.
What about Jamal Charles? He had a big. He had four rushes for 27 yards. Is he going to be good for the Broncos this year?
I'm not sure. I think it's too early to tell.
I don't know. I felt like the Packers didn't show anything. Rodgers is in there. He was 3 of 5 for 12 yards. He was barely in there. So I don't know.
Nothing. It means nothing.
It does. It means nothing.
One Thursday, series. The Lions take on the Buffalo Bills. For the, I believe, the final preseason game, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is it.
It's a Thursday after. It starts it out. And the Packers take on the Rams at Lambeau on Thursday.
A couple little tidbits for the Lions real quick. They released wide receiver Keyshawn Martin and tight end Tim Wright. And where the heck is Ebron? He was supposed to be back by now with his ankle injury, but he has not practiced. I don't know. Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Catch you tomorrow.